Essentially, what we're pointing to is concern over this rate of growth of the economy, the prolonged severity of the impact of COVID-19, the increasing challenges with supply chain logistics movement, and continuing increasing oil prices coupled with limited GDP growth opportunities. And I think those are the main principal risks that we see, particularly as debt has now risen back now to close to 150% of GDP. And we're seeing both sides of that equation actually rise. Both debt has risen, but GDP is also very stagnant, and therefore the debt-to-GDP ratio is rising a bit more swiftly. We can actually tamper that a bit with a bit more growth, and that will come, hopefully, as we look into a very buoyant winter season for 2022 to kickstart the economy on sound footing for 2022. Of course, assuming that we don't have any further disruption as occasioned by Omicron or any other additional variants that would force us to be a lot less competitive with our hotel or hospitality offering than we are anticipating at the moment. But there's still a lot of economic uncertainty, and we do really need for the COVID-19 pandemic to continue to be managed effectively so that we do not continue to overwhelm the sector.